He looked at me like dead.
From New York City. We are coming to live from New York City. This is a special edition on an episode. DJ and Jeremy. DJ and Jeremy. We have a massive show planned for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Number to call is 347-637-2306. Jeremy! How are you?
How you doing, DJ? DJ, before we start, I just want to thank a couple of people here. First guy is Roger Nairobi.
Of course, he's our producer in chief here at the DJ and Jeremy show. He runs our show and everything. And we're here talking some football, Jeremy. And let's start, of course, with the Giant game last night with a brutal loss, a brutal, brutal loss. But again, we have to move past it. What did you see from last night? Where do you think the Giants must improve?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000-calorie salad.
Ah, caramba!
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is.
We're back here at the DJ and Jeremy show. There were some technical difficulties going on. And we're talking about the New York Giants. Jeremy, what did you see last night from a New York Giants fan perspective?
I thought they moved the ball pretty well. You know, penalties really killed them. I mean, I'd basically say that they beat themselves more than the Redskins beat them. Now, the only glaring failure in last night's effort, I believe, was the way the Giants played against the run. I mean, Morris was just running all over them, and that's totally inexcusable. You know, but, I mean, then again, you look
absolutely
at the
Giants coming into this game. We're second to the best in the league in penalties. And now yesterday they had a huge, big debacle in New York City. And I want to just welcome a big guest to the DJ and Jeremy show. His name is Marco from Brooklyn. Marco, welcome to the show, Marco.
Yes, how you doing?
Marco.
Yes, I'm
Marco,
here.
What do you have to say about last night's Giant game?
Well, yeah, we shot ourselves in the foot, and with all the penalties, and especially with David Wilson's great kickoff return negated by...
My boy.
Your boy, right, negated by a penalty which could have led to points, and the two drives that could have led to points, that would have been at least 9 points right there, maybe more, and also the bad snap, which usually never happens. Our boy, Steve Diossi, never
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, you know, you remember his father, Steve, was a great long snapper.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not Steve. The other Diossi, what's his name?
Zach
Diossi, right. And that would have been another field goal. So I see 12 points right there that we could have had and easily won the game.
Marco, what do you have to say about the Sean Locklear injury?
Sean Locklear, well... The big loss.
Definitely a big loss for us, Marco. I mean, he stepped in really well for an injured David Deal. There were even some people here in New York calling for him to become the permanent starter instead of Deal.
Right. So what are our options now? That's the question. Do we have anybody else that we could plug in?
I'm not sure. Maybe the Giants should trade to the Indianapolis Colts for their tight end, Kobe Sweeney. He can play offensive line as well.
I mean, the only other option is to bring back Mitch Petras.
That's right. We need my boy Mitch back. I think he's waiting to come back.
Listen, you know, we need him back.
Why don't you tweet him? Why don't you tweet him?
What about Selfish Capers, your boy?
My
Capers.
Boy. Yeah. My
what
boy, Selfish Capers.
I hear
that they're activating him. I mean, hopefully, you know, he could contribute.
Marco,
while we have you on the air, I want to just let's go over the offense, the entire players of the offense, and we'll go over whose boy.
One second,
too.
DJ, I'm just getting a tweet into the show. The tweet is from @ItchaThePack, who's tweeting that you Giants are a joke anyway, give it up. And he hashtagged it salty dog.
Wow, that's a classic tweet by our boy Itcha.
Thank you, Itcha, for the tweet.
Yeah, right.
Marco,
yeah,
let's go
right
over
that. Right after we destroyed the Packers, I don't know how anyone from the Packers could even open his mouth, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Marco, we don't have a rated. We can stay slang over here. What was your original Twitter name? Why don't we share that with the people?
One second, DJ. I'm getting another tweet, and it's from Hilly the Raven fan, who says, "I will try to take care of business for you this week against the Redskins."
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, nobody's a friend of the Giants, and we really don't want to come on to anybody else's favors. That's the truth.
That's it. You know what our man Tom Coughlin said today? We got to win 4 out of 4.
Right, but if we win the Saints game and win 1 out of 2, and we should beat the Eagles at the end, I think we'll be fine.
Right, but you know the Saints are never easy for us.
Not at all, but their defense is not too good, and
unless our old boy Spags comes up with a great plan against us.
Yeah, but I think we could rush him and sack him a lot. That's what I think.
Yeah, and force him into turnovers. Again, he had 5 picks last week.
Right. Well, no, we did to the Packers, to the Rodgers,
Joe,
and I think we could do the same to Breeze.
Jeremy, we have while we have Marco on the air and we have a caller waiting.
Okay.
I want to go over the list of the Giants' offense so we can play boys. Let's start out with a running back, Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Your boy, David Wilson, my boy, Ryan Terrain, my boy, Greg Lumpkin.
Jeremy's boy.
What was that, Bumpkin? What did you say? I couldn't hear that.
Craig Lumpkin. He's the guy we signed last week.
Henry Hakowski.
Right.
He's Marco's boy, I think.
Right. The Polish bulldozer. The rhinoceros.
Yeah.
Hakeem Nick.
I believe he's your boy.
Dominic Hickson.
He's Marco's
boy.
That's my boy.
Reuben Randall, my boy. Martellus Bennett, my boy. Pierre Pascal.
My boy.
Travis Beckham, nobody's boy.
Nobody wants him.
Yeah.
Adrian Robinson, my boy.
Yeah. One second,
is he,
DJ.
By the way, where is he?
DJ, stop for a second. Another tweet is coming in from Itch of the Pack. It says, "Why does nobody want Beckham? He burned my team last year with a huge touchdown."
Because only his team can be burned. That's fine.
Yeah.
Hope
his
we have
boy.
Another tweet. Something about McElroy. What's the tweet about McElroy?
Who? It's
a great quarterback for the Jets. He's a brand new quarterback.
Talking about the Jets, let's go out to our boy, Devi, from Brooklyn, New York. Devi, you're on the Jeremy and DJ show.
I have a question for Jeremy.
Okay.
Jeremy, why did the Giants keep giving the ball to your boy, Bradshaw? Your boy. I don't understand it. If Eli Manning is considered an elite quarterback, then why don't they throw the ball? I mean, Manning does have weapons. He doesn't have guys like your boy, Kobe Fleener, but he does have many weapons.
You need balance in the offense. An offense needs
balance.
Yeah,
but balance. They kept giving the ball to Bradshaw
yard. That's elementary stuff, Zevi. That's complete elementary stuff. I don't know how long you've been watching football for. But an offense you can't have a passing game without a running game.
100%, but it was way balanced towards the running game.
Well, that was the game plan last night, and to eat up clock, keep RG3 off the field, and to an extent
clock.
It worked.
eat up clock?
The Redskins have one of the best run defenses in the league.
Look, Bradshaw ran very well last night.
Bradshaw had over 100 yards, yeah.
You have to. I'll teach you something about offense. I mean, you got to establish the run. That's the bottom line. Well, what type of fan are you, Zevi?
I'm unfortunately a Jets fan.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. I just, you know. Anyway, we have.
Excuse me. I don't understand. What was Ryan's statement after he pulled Sanchez and he puts in McElroy that he still has faith in Sanchez? What was he talking about?
You think I know? I don't know.
What was he drinking? I mean, what was he on?
Definitely something. Now, I have a question for DJ.
Let's go.
DJ, you think the Giants are gonna win the Super Bowl this year?
Give me a raid on your boy, Eli Manning. Eli Manning, at the end of the day, you don't know. Listen, they have to win. It's 3 out of 4 games. They have to win Rabbeinu Tom Coughlin. Rabbeinu Tom Coughlin says that they have to win. Rebbe's boy. That they have to win all 4. Listen, you have to take it 1 game at a time and see how this goes.
You still think he's elite? I mean, he's not having such a great season.
Think he's elite? I mean, do you still think he's elite? The man has won 2 Super Bowls.
Well, look at
the
team.
I mean,
the only ring
that a Jets fan is familiar with is that ring around Rex's stomach to make him lose weight.
Hello,
it's pretty interesting. You have to understand something, Zevi. I'll look at it like this, first of all. He played 12 games. He passed with 3,170 yards. Well, last year in 16 games, it was 49-33, which was pretty good. In 07, he threw for 33-36. In 07, the entire season. So far, he threw 31-70. How can you tell me that having a good season? 16 touchdowns. Again, 11 picks. That 16 picks last season. That's 11
picks. Two weeks ago, he was averaging 12-12.
Got sacked 14 times. Fumbled. Look at his fumble track. Let's go through his entire season, okay? His career. 04, he had 3 fumbles. 05, 9 fumbles. 06, 9 fumbles. 07, 13 fumbles. 08, 13 fumbles. 09, 13 fumbles. 10, he had 7. 11, he had 7. And 2012, he had 5 fumbles. Listen, there's still 4 games left. But the guy is getting better. He's getting better as the years go on.
You have to admit the first 10 games weren't that he wasn't doing that well. Yeah, he had the same numbers as Sanchez, 12-12.
No. At the end of the day, Sanchez.
I mean, are you for real here? Are you for real?
I do think Eli Manning is an amazing quarterback. I just think people overrate him.
Listen, I don't think you could overrate a guy who carried a team literally on his back to 2 Super Bowls. I mean, I just don't think, you know.
I don't think he carried them. I think he had a great team.
Anyway, I just got a tweet in. Just 1 second. It's about the Javon Belcher situation. The Twitter name is @SammyThePoyer, who tweets he believes the reason Belcher committed the murder-suicide is he was afraid to go to jail. Possible.
We have a tweet from, read the tweet, Jarm, from Yankee Airfield.
So @Yankee Airfield tweets into us that he thinks Sanchez should just wrap it up and give up. He's too hard, and when the going gets tough, you should leave. With the hashtag Urban Meyer rule.
That's according to Colin Coward, my boy.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy. So we were still in the middle of talking to boys. Hakeem Nicks. What was Hakeem Nicks this season? The guy looks very, very.
He's not 100% physically.
Vada.
I mean, the man broke his foot. What do you expect? I mean, it takes time, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Ask a question to DJ.
Yeah, let's go.
What do you think the Jets should do with their quarterback situation? I mean,
they have 3 quarterbacks. One who won 5th overall. They traded up from USC. Another quarterback who won a national championship with Alabama. Another quarterback was in Florida, and the guy won a bowl. The guy won. Are you joking? Look at these 3 quarterbacks, and they can't tell which one is the worst quarterback. They're all bad. Which one is worse? This is a joke. The amount, if you look at these guys' track records, they have big resumes, all 3 of these quarterbacks. And all 3 of them are a disaster. I truly believe that next year, at the first game of the season, the quarterback of the New York Jets is not on the current roster.
Who are they going to do? They're going to draft someone? What are they going to do?
Listen, they have no money. They're very bankrupt. They have to turn to the draft again. This year's draft is not a franchise-changing draft in regards to quarterbacks. There's not a guy like Luff. There's not a guy like Griffin. There's not a guy like Tannehill, a guy like Whedon. I don't even think there are guys like Christian Ponder, Andy Dalton, Blaine Gabbert. There aren't guys like that. Matt Barkley's in this draft. Geno Smith. Is Geno Smith going to be a franchise changer? He's the best player on your team. Quarterback. In the NFL, you are in big trouble.
One second, DJ. I have a DJ.
The valuable tool and the best player you have to have on your team. Look at the Colts. The Colts were the worst team in football, and now they're about to make the playoffs.
DJ, I have a tweet coming in. Excuse me, just one second. It's from Sydney Zucker. The tweet says a lot of words that I can't mention on the air, and then followed by Sanchez. Obviously, Sydney is not a fan of Mark Sanchez. Thank you, Sydney, for tweeting into us.
At the end of the day, Sanchez is a disaster, a complete disaster, and so is the entire Jets quarterback carousel. I think McElroy personally is the best of all three of them. I do. But I still think that there's no way. I don't think there's a way that the Jets don't start Sanchez. They're going to probably announce it tomorrow, but I still think this week they're going to start Sanchez in Jacksonville. What do you have to say about that, Jerem?
I mean, you know, I think Rex will go with Sanchez one more week just to save his hide, you know? I mean, because he's not, you know, Sanchez was Rex's guy. I'm not sure if you know this, but inside the organization, a lot of people wanted to pick Josh Freeman. And Rex insisted on Sanchez, like he knows anything about offense. But, you know, I mean, and he's his guy, and if Rex and Tannenbaum may go down with Sanchez. So I think Rex is, you know, will be a little bit hesitant to put McElroy in and completely give up on Sanchez.
We have a caller on the air. Let's go out to your boy, AZ, from Brooklyn, New York. AZ, you're on the air.
I didn't call. How's it going, DJ?
Madison.
Okay. Love your show. Beautiful.
Talk to Jeremy.
What?
Talk to Jeremy. Jeremy.
How you doing, AZ?
How's it going?
Good.
Love the show. Beautiful.
I don't think beautiful is a word to describe a radio show, but anyway, yeah. Continue.
It's fine. It's great.
All right, that's better.
I wanted to ask you one more thing. I don't think Sanchez would be starting quarterback this week. From the look on his face, right, after the game, I don't think he'd be starting this week.
I don't understand it. You're gonna judge on the look of a quarterback's face? Well, what
yes.
is this? This is the NFL.
I think he has no confidence. He's done.
And it's not his decision. It's Rex Ryan's decision. You're going to give over the reins of your team to a young quarterback playing in Jacksonville. It's not like he's playing at home and he has a home team behind him. I think you give it over to the guy who knows your offense best. Yeah, he has the worst talent on the team. You have to give it to the guy who has the most talent.
We'll see.
Kobe Fleener. I want to just talk over a little bit about Kobe Fleener. This was a momentous week in the NFL, of course, with an Indianapolis Colts, and they scored a touchdown with Kobe Fleener. Talk to me, Jeremy. Tell me about this game.
I mean, the guy's a stud. Look, I mean, you know, Andrew Luck, I believe, is only great because he has Fleener on the team. I mean, what Fleener brings, you know, how a defense basically has to spend their whole week game planning for Fleener is what opens everything else up for Luck.
It's crazy how wide Kobe Fleener went so late in draft. Fleener went 30. So Fleener went first overall in the second round. Of course, the New York Giants, I have no idea what they were thinking. Jerry Reese, that's probably the mistake of his career, taking David Wilson over Kobe Fleener. It's unbelievable how so many teams. Ryan Tannehill went over Kobe Fleener.
I mean, Ryan Tannehill. Oh, by the way, DJ, just you know, middle of the show, just to take a little bit of a break, you know. I was telling you at the beginning of the show before he got disconnected how just a huge thank you goes out to my man, Roger, who's a true visionary in the field of internet radio. I mean, he's changing the world with his vision. And we love you, Roger.
Man, we love. And we have Marco back on the air. Marco. Marco.
Yeah, you know. They go together. Thank you.
He and me, so you know, I'm a sailor.
Marco.
Are you doing?
I think Marco doesn't realize he's alive. And I just want to talk about my boy, Debbie Hofstadter's point about the New York Jets. He didn't make any point, really, but what he's talking about is using Bradshaw. The NFL needs running games to open up passing games. The running game is irrelevant to gain yardage and score touchdowns in the NFL anymore. This is not 1980. This is we're in this century that 75 to 80% of the league is a passing league. The running game was only used to open up the passing game. You don't need
second,
a running
DJ,
game.
DJ, I have a tweet coming in. Just 1 second. This is from D. Yudkowsky. You should hire me and I'll change the culture around the Jets locker room.
Oh, yeah. Listen, at the end of the day, she runs college, so.
DJ, one other thing, by the way, I just want to point out to you. I'm sorry. I have to give a huge, huge, huge thank you to the great Eli Gray for allowing me to sit in his chair and replace him. I mean, as soon as I sat down in his chair here in our studio in New York City, I mean, I just got goosebumps. A guy like Eli Gray, with his extensive knowledge, I mean, you know, I'm in awe that he allowed me to replace him for one night. Thank you, Eli.
And what would Eli say right now about Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, he's great and everything. Look, you know, you can't blame Eli. He's a Dolphins fan who suffered for many years, and, he just is totally biased when it comes to that. So.
Marco, you're on the air. Marco.
Yes.
Marco, tell us what you're thinking about Kobe Fleener and his touchdown catch.
Kobe is a great talent, and I mean, he should have had more touchdown passes till now. I mean, I was really surprised.
I mean, and Jerry Reese should have picked him. What a terrible pick, taking Wilson.
Well,
Marco, so far David Wilson is a bust.
What?
So far David Wilson is a bust.
Right. Well,
and you know what else? He's regressed on kickoff returns. He's not as good as he used to be.
Right. I think we should use him like LeSean McCoy on like little flare outs to the side, and he should run down the sideline. So that's when we can use his speed. He's not good as a north-south runner.
100%.
Marco, can you sing to us a little Kobe Fleener for us?
Kobe Fleener, Kobe Fleener. DJ, join in.
Yes.
Join in, DJ.
I got Fleener.
Halber, the blank, and it says YID.
The blank YID, right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. It just says three words. Four words. I give up, and more than four words, on my jet.
That's my A dash dash.
Marco, what is the jet stamp, or JETS?
Just another torturous
season. Just another tormented season.
Yep.
Marco, why don't you tell us about...
That's what JETS means. Just another tormented season for the last 45 years. And by them, they have no idea what a ring or a trophy is anymore. Only their grandparents have seen that.
Marco, what do you have to say about Javon Belcher and the Kansas City Chiefs?
Javon Belcher, it's a horrible, horrible story, horrible. And this just shows that, you know, football players, I mean, the only calming influence they have is football, because all football, I don't know what they are. I mean, it's amazing what kind of human beings they are.
Unbelievable.
Marco, as our boy LT used to say, let's go out and play like a bunch of crazy dogs.
Right, let's go out like a bunch of crazy dogs. Wild dogs, crazy dogs, yeah. That's what they used to say.
Marco, what does it say in the Giants locker room? What does it say in the Giants locker room? There's a sign. What does it say there?
Right. Watch the Giant Warrior Creed. Keep your eye on the prize. What's the other one? How's it called? No trial.
What about Russell Mathis?
I'll tell you one thing, by the way, guys.
Mathis with an F. You know what F? Russell Mathis.
What does F stand for?
What it always stands for.
What does it stand for?
DJ, come on.
DJ, we cannot play this on the air, you know that.
Yeah, we can.
DJ, let me ask you a question. Did you get a chance to see Fleener's touchdown dance?
Absolutely.
I did. Yeah, it was great.
Did you see that?
Yeah, what did he do? He dropped the ball. What was his
and
dance?
And he started, I don't know, patting down. We have a phone call from Zevi from Brooklyn, round two. Zevi, you're on the DJ Jeremy and Marco, known as Rebby Show.
What's kicking chicken?
Question. You think that if Sanchez had your boy Fleener, your boy, would he be a better quarterback?
Absolutely. Not even a question about it.
Not even a question. I don't even know why you asked.
I asked you a fantasy football question.
Ask Jeremy.
No, fantasy football Jeremy. Is for fake fans. I don't know anything about it. Not for real fans.
What about a little bit talk about the Islanders? When was the last time they won a championship, Stanley Cup?
By the way, they won four in a row. Don't forget that.
When? 50 years ago?
No, in the 80s, but what does that have to do with anything?
Four in a row.
There's no time limit.
Four in a row is forever.
Ravidia, I know you hack a lot about the Jets, but I know that you're a huge Islanders fan.
It's okay. Listen, at the end of the day, the Islanders may suck now, and I never saw them. But in 10 years from now, when they're playing in the Barclays Center, the New York Islanders will own the NHL. Oh, wait, but you're not going to be NHL because Gary Bettman's the commissioner.
Debbie, let me tell you something. The Islanders may be a bad team. The Jets are just a laughing stock. There's a big difference.
I hear you. But I agree with you, both of you, on Kobe Fleener's touchdown pass. Beautiful play.
He's the best tight end in the league, without a doubt.
Hands down. Talent-wise and in every way. He gets injured a little bit, but once he gets past that injury bump, there's no chance that he's not going to be the best tight end to ever play the game. Besides, Rebby's boy and Ben's boy, Mark Bavaro. Ben's boy.
Ben's big boy, Mark Bavaro. I don't know, Marcellus Bennett has been doing pretty good as of late, and I think he's getting better.
Yes, I agree with
you. DJ, you know who's a huge fan of Kobe Fleener?
Who?
Big Ben from Chase.
Yeah, vada.
One second, we have a tweet coming in right now, actually.
What's the tweet?
At Big Ben from Chase. It says, DJ, cut the Maris kite.
That's the entire tweet?
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but...
I'm not sure. We have a lot of tweets coming in. I'll read the tweet about Greg McElroy.
Which one? We have like 100 of them.
We pick some tweets from Greg McElroy. Read it.
Okay, from at Itch of the Pack. I hear that McElroy has a Wonderlic of 42.
He has a quarterback rating of 123.
Yeah? Really? He's better than my boy A-Rod.
A-Rod, right.
A-Rod.
Ask him what A-Rod's quarterback rating was the last week when he played the Giants.
You know, at the end of the day, who had the lowest Wonderlic in NFL history?
Lowest quarterback rating?
The lowest Wonderlic.
Mars Claiborne, no?
And Darrell Revis.
Oh, Darrell, right.
Jeremy, read out some more Greg McElroy tweets.
RK. Do you know where I can buy Greg McElroy underwear? That's quite interesting.
What happened to your boy that rail stop?
He's on the IR. He's on the IR.
Okay, now I have from at J. Yitz, Greg McElroy, fire. I now have one from Mark Friedman. The Jets are a joke. Go Giants.
Let's read a tweet from Ed. Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to have a special feature on this show, and I want everybody to listen in. What we're going to do is we're going to read some tweets from at IBleedGiantsBlue. You can follow him on Twitter, at IBleedGiantsBlue. Of course, this is our main man, Rebbe. We're going to go through all the tweets of recent days.
From 2 years ago?
Okay, let's start out from November 26th. November 25th, the day after the Giants beat the Packers. How about them Giants? They just destroyed the hated pack. Great D in specials play solid. Buckle up, NFL. We're back and we're coming. Go
we're
Giants
back.
All the way. Back.
Yes.
How about my boy Antro Roll taking out Randall Cobb, completely shutting him down, off the charts. My boy Chase and OC creating havoc all over. On November 26th, I Believe Giants would tweeted, we sacked the pack.
That was actually from the Post, but it's all right.
So about last night's game. Here are some tweets from at Ibley Giants.
Yeah, last night game was very difficult to tweet, actually. Just
remember, last year at this time, we were 6-6 and coming off a bad loss to the Skins. We went on that great run. Hopefully, we will repeat. We will repeat that. Go Giants all the way. Bleed blue. Believe it, and it will happen. Finish.
Yes, bleed blue. We must have faith, because we've been there before, and we play better with our backs against the wall. That's the psyche of the New York Giants. Whoever
Thank
the Giants
you so much, ladies
that.
And gentlemen,
okay.
And our boy Roger and my partner Jeremy and all the callers. Massive show. Massive.
Go Giants, bleed blue.
Again. Thank everybody. Marco, what do you have to say to everybody? He's gone. Have a great night, everybody.